Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. 737 Brock Hunter.
Yo.
Hey, before we get to your topic of the day, we got to give a quick shout out to Chris and Jessica, the newlyweds. Our buddy Chris Harry. Aww.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
They're up on their honeymoon right now. They're in Mackinac, and I'm sure just banging away. Just banging away.
Just having a good old time.
What's that old what's that old saying? God, go ahead.
Make the noise, huh? You had to make the noise. Jeez. All right, we get it.
What's that old thing where you put a penny in, you put a jar next to the bed your first year of marriage, and each time you have sex, you put a penny in there. And then after that first year, you start taking pennies out every time you have sex, and you'll never get rid of all the pennies. That's that old... have fun, you two. No. Congratulations. Sorry we weren't able to make the ceremony, but have fun, and we're so happy for you guys. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Chris and Jessica just banging away on their honeymoon. All right, let's get to it. I'm sorry. I ruined it. It could have been a nice message, but then I ruined it.
You blew it.
It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Harbor. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite, showing some love right here in Southwest Michigan. What are you still salty about? Oh, it still pisses me off, man. What are you still salty about?
Makes me angry, man. You know, the first thing that came to mind when we talked about this yesterday and we did the promo, for some reason, it was that Malaysian airline. Every time I think about it, I'm like, dude, what? So you're just telling me that amount of people just disappeared. I think they did. They wrapped it up as the plane crashed, and we just can't really find anything.
Yeah.
It's at the bottom of the ocean. I ain't buying it. I ain't buying it.
You're still salty with the answers.
I'm pretty salty with the answer. Yeah, they talked about it for a long time.
Yeah.
Then one day it was just like, we'll just move on. You know, I don't know. Kind of still bothers me, Brock.
I don't blame you for that, because it's like, come on, we have all this technology. You're telling me we can't find this one plane?
Something fishy.
Yeah,
something's going on. I don't like it.
So. That's a good one. Mine. I was thinking, I don't really hold grudges all that long. I'm not a salty guy. I usually let things kind of go after a while. But I will say there is one that I still think about it from time to time. What I'm still salty about is my elementary school teacher, and I'm trying to remember her name. I can't remember her name, but I still remember her calling me out. So, like, of course, we're doing, like, a share, like, show-and-tell type deal. And me, you know, being a kid, you want to impress your friends and everything like that. So I made up a story about eating a caterpillar whole, right? So I'm in front of class, I put a caterpillar in my mouth and I ate it whole. And I mean, this is elementary school. So what is that, third, fourth, fifth? This is I still remember her going, well, you know, class, sometimes people just make up things to try and impress people when they really did. And I was like, you bitch. Look, you don't need to call me out in front of the whole class. You know,
I will massacre you.
I was getting a great reaction from the girls. All the girls are going, ew. And all the boys are like, oh, that's so cool. Right? So I wasn't hurting anybody with my caterpillar eating story. But no, this teacher had to call me out in front of everybody. And I still remember that. I still remember the feeling of pure embarrassment. You know, come on.
You know what's crazy too is she still remembers it, and she's still like, yeah.
Yeah. I put that little turd in his place. Yeah, I did. I wish I could remember her name. I know it was a female teacher, and it just, I can still feel like the anxiety in me as she called me out in front of the entire class.
Yeah, that's a good one, man, because there is a lot of saltiness from that back in the day. There are a lot of teachers that you loved, and there were some that you were just, I cannot wait for this hour to be over with.
And I'm sure in the big picture of things, it was probably better that she called me out. You know, like you got to learn lessons like that. But it was also kind of crappy, because here I was just trying to get a good laugh. You know, I was trying to entertain the class. So
if she was smart, she would have said, all right, well, class, Tomorrow, Proc's going to bring in another caterpillar, and he's going to eat it in front of the class.
That's what I would have done as a teacher. Man.
Right.
I'm sure I'm sure it was probably, you know, me. I was constantly being a class clown, so maybe she just had enough, and she's like, all right, I'm going to put this little turd in his place. He's done. Yep. I'm going to ruin the next 5 years of this kid's life. He's going to be an old man, and he's going to be thinking about this. Good douche.
So tomorrow on the Plan B Morning Show, Brock's
going to eat a caterpillar.
Caterpillar live on the show.
Prove it. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What are you still salty about? We'll get your answers when we come back. Stick around.
There rocks.
Hey, here we go. Good morning. Lyrics. It is the Plan B Morning Show. It is your topic of the day today, of course, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Harbor. What are you still salty about? Salty tears. Let's take a
I got another one real quick.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got?
I got another one real quick. It involves the movie Titanic. Still kind of salty that she pushed him off that door. There was definitely room on that door. Just saying.
So stupid. I mean, it's true.
Kind of pissed me off.
Very, very stupid. Let's take a phone call here real quick. WIRX, hello.
Yeah, this one's more recent, the salty part. I'm salty that they turned the Ghostbusters into women.
Yeah, they just had to ruin it, didn't they?
Yeah, they messed that up. I mean, granted, they're great actresses, but still, they turned them into the women, and that is something I'll never forgive Hollywood for.
I love it. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye. Damn it. You ruined it perfectly.
Any women out there that are getting mad about it, it'd be like turning Sex in the City with dudes. Like, you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, that's the perfect.
Just think about that.
That's the perfect analogy for that. I love that. Yeah, if you were to make Sex in the City with a bunch of dudes, women would be like, oh, "Are you serious? Oh my god!" Anyway, let's take a look at some answers here on Facebook. What are you still salty about? Let's see. Travis said Armando Galarraga's almost perfect game ruined by Jim Joyce. I feel like I should know about that, but I don't know. Elijah said losing a regional soccer game in high school because one of my teammates decided to be reckless and foul in the goal box. Come on.
Damn it, Billy.
Let's see. Missy said that they took High C Orange off the menu at McDonald's. You know what that is? I am kind of angry about that.
You know why? You know why though? Because it was killing people, for God's sake. You know how much sugar is in that? Granted, it was delightful. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But, man,
there's
a reason.
I like Blake's answer because I can agree with you. What is he still salty about? The ending in Red Dead Redemption, the first one. Yeah, the ending is awful. But then they explain everything. It's just like, come on, man. Hell, the ending in Red Dead Redemption 2 is terrible, too. I mean, like, there's a little bit of...
What's so bad about it?
I can't... I'm not spoiling it for anybody. You got to play it. I won't spoil it.
The game's been out for, like, 18 years.
Yeah, but if you haven't played it yet...
The first one.
Yeah, the first one. No, I don't... Because it all ties in. It's all story-related. You can't... No. You can't. No. Let's see.
It's a video game, for God's sakes.
No, I'm not going to do it. Let's see. Sadie had a good one. What she's still salty about? That 5 years ago, her husband found her Reese's stash and ate them. Come on now, buddy. You know better than that. You know better than that. Let's see. Tyler said he's still salty about the Plan B Morning Show. Well, suck it, Tyler. You can't do anything about it. You got to just deal with it.
Right.
Deal with it. Joshua said the ending of Dexter. Dude, have you watched that show, Dexter? Have you ever seen that one or no?
No, I haven't. I haven't watched it.
You get committed to it, and then the ending will make you very, very upset. Very upset. Let's see. What else do we got? April said Netflix taking away Friends. Let's see. Robert said Fast and Furious 9 and Top Gun Maverick being delayed a year. Yeah, I agree with that. That sucks.
Yeah, but at the same time, I want to see it in theaters. So
yeah,
I'm
that's
not too mad
good
about
point.
That.
I'm a little salty, but as long as we get to see it in theaters, let's end with Marcus. Marcus, did, he just put a GIF up, and that is the famous double doink when Chicago played Philadelphia.
Oh man, dude, we could do a whole nother show on that.
There's so
the
many
double doink.
So many salty Bear fans from the double doink. They were down by 1 point, seconds ticking away. Doink, doink.
Dude, you. Did you remember just like the emotion around that, the feeling of the stadium just getting deflated?
Just unbelievable.
Dude, not one, but two posts on one of the most important kicks. It's like, dude, you couldn't do that again in a million kicks.
No, no.
You know, you couldn't plan that out.
Double doink from 43
to be
yards.
Any more salty.
Well, maybe if there wasn't so much salt in that stadium, the Bears would play better. There's a lot of salt in that stadium. Right, so much salt.
Right, a lot more of it right now. Just,
the players are slipping on all the salty tears from the fans. That's what it is. The smoke from Cutler's cigarette is blocking everyone's view.
Oh, God. Smoke screen. That's what he got. Yeah. Parky got smokescreened by Cutler.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I think
you can hate the Bears. You can hate the Bears and be like, you know what? That's bad. I feel bad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You even feel for him. As a Packers fan, you still fear for him. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of Brock and Hunter in the Plan B Morning Show when we come back. Stick around. Rock.